This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour. Wow, am I working on? I'm working on something here.
What's going on, Dougie?
Yeah, no pictures of me anywhere in this studio.
Oh my!
Seven past the hour, December 27th, 2017. I'm in the CRN studio headquarters. There used to be a nice picture of me in the hallway with all the other celebrities.
I think there still is. I think you're.
I just went into the conference room. No picture there. There's nothing in the hallway.
I'll file your official complaint with Courtney and Debbie because they are the official photo
takers
at CRN. Yes.
They don't like me. That's the
problem. I don't think that's true. I think Courtney loves you. And Debbie listens to the show every day. She's giggling.
Come on, Debbie. Day. Let's get with it.
Yeah.
All right. TV news coming up in a minute. Meanwhile, Jennifer's got some trending stories, trending news. One of them has to do with the weather, I'm sure.
No, it's frightful. I don't know if you got the memo, but the fire is so terrible.
The weather outside is, yes, it is.
The East Coast, they had a real white Christmas, not just a white Christmas, but maybe a white-out Christmas. Mm-hmm. This is trending all over the place, this snow that's still expected to fall on the East Coast today. A grand total of 62.9 inches of snow fell on Erie, Pennsylvania since Christmas Eve. And more snow is expected through Wednesday. Think about that. 60 inches, that's a person.
The lake effect.
The height of a person.
Yeah, it's 5 feet, 2 inches. The lake effect from Lake Erie into Buffalo, along that whole corridor, the 90 corridor, is really, it'd be devastating, especially at this time if this keeps up. And I've forgotten, I can never remember the difference between the La Nina and El Nino. We have a La Nina going on right now.
Well, La Nina, for us on the West Coast, means drier temperatures or drier winter, but yet it means more snow on the East Coast. El Nino is wetter weather for us on the West Coast, but warmer temperatures for everyone else.
So this is supposed to be
the La Nina
a cold and snowy winter in the Northeast, and it's starting out to be that way. There's bitter cold, several feet of snow, as Jennifer is talking about here. And a lot of people have, there was a crash, a car full of people rolled over off of the highway. I think it was in Kansas in a storm. They all died. This is the kind of stuff. And the ice that's under the snow is very, very dangerous. That's the kind of stuff that people fall, you slip, you break your back, break your neck, whack your, you can really get hurt seriously. You got to be very aware of what's underneath you because it's sort of insidious because the ice is there and then the snow comes on top of it and you don't really know the extent of how bad the sheets of ice are underneath you. Walking, driving, very dangerous. So, something to be aware of. I'm looking at some of the pictures now. I just Googled some of the storm
it's
impact.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really is. People walking down the street. It is, and this is. It seems to be early for this sort of thing, whether it really is or not. It feels early. So I'm going to go back into it for a couple of days this weekend. So we better. I put out the warning. Everybody, clean it up. Clean up your act. All right. What else is trending?
All right, well, we have a trend. Of course, Kansas State won their back-to-back bowl games. That's a big story. And then Vanity Fair. There is a big campaign on Twitter. I'm seeing cancel Vanity Fair, and that's because they had some harsh words for Hillary Clinton. They published an article about six New Year's resolutions for Hillary Clinton, and now there's a big campaign trending on Twitter right now to cancel your subscription to that.
Getting back
to business, maybe not rehashing old election losses.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good start for 2018. And then, of course, the earthquake is still trending. There were a couple of earthquakes, a little swarm overnight, while you were sleeping in San Jose and the Bay Area. That seemed to be in the threes, 3.1 and 3.9, respectively, in Santa Clara and San Jose area. And those are the big stories that are trending on Twitter right now. It's so enjoyable because it's a bit of a slow news time. time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love that.
So
love
there's
it.
Something going on. Here's
well,
a
there's
report.
Always something, but it's nothing big. You know, you don't, thankfully, I'm grateful when we don't have to talk about terror attacks or, you know, God forbid,
yeah,
some of
right.
these big stories that
yeah.
present themselves.
Business Week says that Asia's growing economies are about to reach a global turning point. The report that was issued by the London Center for Economics today suggests India will become the world's fifth largest economy, surpassing the UK and France in the next year or two. And in the next 20 years, China is set to overtake the United States to become the world's largest economy as measured in terms of dollars in the economy.
That I believe. But I wonder about this, about India, and I saw this story too. Because places, big, huge countries and economies like the United States are trying to make it more favorable for businesses to do business here instead of outsourcing call centers and things to other countries like India, which would benefit greatly from that. I wonder if they see a difference. Do you think that that's still an accurate report, that their economy continues to grow?
I thought it was flattening out, frankly. That was the impression that I got. Because there's a lot of resistance to their stuff in America now, not enough to put them out of business, but there's also a resistance to the attitude. There seems to be, and more of it's been brought about by the North Korean situation. The Chinese don't seem to want to leverage their position on the North Koreans to put Kim Jong-un out to pasture or put him out of his misery or whatever. They just don't seem to be glomming onto that, and Trump keeps hammering them, come on, let's go, we got to get this guy, and they seem to be somewhat standoffish about it.
Did you hear about the latest defector from North Korea?
Another
speaking
soldier,
of trending,
right?
Yeah, speaking of trending stories, and this one's not trending right this minute, but I was reading about it over the weekend, and it came because Russia, Sergei Lavrov, I believe is his name, is the equivalent to Rex Tillerson, our Secretary of State here in this country, and he said, look, I'll help the United States and North Korea get together and start negotiating. But that kind of jumped into this little rabbit hole for me about this latest defector who was actually infected with anthrax. Apparently, Kim Jong-un's been doing lots of testing with biochemicals. Mm-hmm. But what I thought more interesting than that is that there are now reports surfacing that his sister is very key to the running of the country. It's very much a part of his inner circle and one of his trusted allies. And so it makes me wonder, you know, we always talk about why doesn't the U.S. government just go in there and knock off Kim yeah. Jong-un and put someone else in there? Well, maybe they're afraid of the sister. Maybe the sister's next, and who knows? Maybe she's just as crazy or worse than Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Did you see this team of college students that have gotten attention this week from internet companies and also some members of Congress? There's a browser extension that now is being used to alert people to fake news or biased news story. The plugin is called Open Mind, developed in a problem-solving competition, the Hackathon at Yale University. And so now, see, what I'm thinking is they're supposed to be countering fake news, or what they consider fake news or biased news, with stories that give it an even keel. But I'm thinking it's probably, if they're this stuff that they're trying to overcome is to the right, their stuff is to the left, and we're still not going to know what's real.
Well, the thing right. about this that annoys me is that it completely eliminates people's ability to think critically for themselves.
For themselves,
well,
right?
That's what I think, you know,
everyone's, what to think.
Oh, fake news this, fake news that. Okay, well, take a little responsibility, use your brain, and read through things. And sometimes you can't tell if something's fake news or not, because it looks like it's coming from a credible source, and you believe them, and then it turns out, okay, they just reported too early. But other things are so obvious, and you just need to look through them and like think for a second. You shouldn't need an app or anything to tell you if something's fake news or not.
You wouldn't have thought, would you?
Kara restoring my faith in humanity.
Yes,
that's the worst problem with fake news is that, well, but the way some journalists do try to trick you, and a lot of people have trouble, especially in this day and age, trying to figure out what a reporter's opinion is and what is the hard facts. And so I think in that case, we need to be teaching people how to do that. Well, exactly. But every reporter is feeling compelled these days to tell you.
Here's the site of the day, Forgetify. Forgetify, Forgetify, helps you discover artists who are not that popular but produce great music. It's a great place to discover new music and artists. I'm surprised we haven't found this already. Forgetify. You want to check out some of the new music and expose yourself to some of the new things. Speaking of new things and exposing yourself, television report up next here. In the meantime, I want to have you focus on getting a good night's sleep. You're getting 8 hours of Z's. If you are and you're getting up in the morning and you don't feel as well rested as you would like to be, it's possible that your pillow is junk. Now, we talked before Christmas about this fabulous deal where you got one MyPillow for the regular price, the second one is free. That deal has been extended until the end of the year, so you got to work fast. If you didn't take advantage of it, now is your time to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and order your gift for yourself or a loved one. Yep, you buy one. I got a couple of boxes at the kids' house because I ordered them for the kids just for the holidays, but now the holidays are over and you didn't take advantage, so now you can still get one for you and one for the other person who sleeps in your bed. How about that? MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Take advantage of it while it is still there. Opportunity exists. You go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and you get one premium MyPillow that you paid for, get one free. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's get to some of the TV news here. Matt Lauer's wife is meeting with high-powered lawyers since he was fired from NBC. Well, yeah, well, maybe the misconduct during his time at the network has gotten her to focus. I mean, she must have known that. She's been married to the guy for 20 years, for God's sake.
She tried to divorce him years ago, and it didn't work out.
Page 6 in New York say that she's back with the lawyers, visiting the Manhattan law office of Latham & Watkins, which is the highest-grossing law firm in the world. That's what you want, a lawyer firm like that. Really,
right behind Dewey, Skroom, and Howe, right?
Yeah, right. and Howe. So she apparently wants to squeeze a bigger settlement out of him if they proceed with the divorce. He's fighting to save the marriage, it's been reported elsewhere. That's what he's doing.
I bet fighting to save his wallet at this point. Yeah.
Elizabeth Vargas is leaving ABC after 21 years. Remember the problem that she had with alcohol? She was very public with that. She holds a place at ABC that follows in the footsteps of Barbara Walters, according to the fellow that runs ABC News. She may pursue new ventures. What is it that she can do? Does she do a daytime talk show? What does she do?
I think she's likable, and she's a smart woman.
Yeah. So why would she be leaving? What is
maybe
it, their
she's
call
find
or
herself
call?
An empty. Well, maybe she'll find herself an empty spot on one of these morning shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be interesting. All right, Jen, what's on the tube that's good tonight?
All right, lots of nothing, unless you're a sports fan. If you're a sports fan, cha-ching, you've got college football. It's the Foster Farms Bowl. Everything is sponsored. That just makes me laugh. And this is part of the Pac-12. It'll take, Arizona against Purdue. So there you go. College football, Foster Farms Bowl. That's tonight, 5:30 on Fox. NBA basketball action, the Jazz at the Warriors on NBA TV at 7:30. TNT has a brand new back-to-back episodes of The Librarians tonight. That's at 8 p.m. The EA Madden NFL 18 Challenge. That's at 8 p.m. on the CW. And The Wall, the game show, kind of fun, 8 p.m. on NBC.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Interesting to note because of all the attention finally being given to them as a result of them being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, that Denny Lane is being added to the roster as an original member of the Moody's. He thought that not being included in the roster didn't bother him much, but he's certainly happy now that he's been added and will be part of the group entry when it's all done and said and done April 14th. He said, quote, "I thought the rest of the band deserved it because of the amount of work and the popularity of the band, and I thought that's the way it goes." He co-founded the Moody's in Birmingham with the other three guys who are still in it. He was an important part of the early sound, if you will, with Justin and Lodge and the drummer whose name I can never remember. I don't know why I can't. Anyway, he was on Go Now, which was their first hit in 1965. He said, quote, "I have to say I'm a big fan of their more recent stuff. I've been very pleased. I was happy to be there. It's an honor now for me. I think I'm at least a bit a part of their story, so I'm all set." He is a part of the story. He was added to the roster thanks to lobbying by some of the voting committee members, including Little Stevie Van Zandt, Peter Asher, and Cousin Bruce. How many people remember Cousin Bruce Morrow, he's still on Sirius, by the way. Guy's 84 years old. Sounds just as good as he sounded for the past 30 years. Van Zandt tweeted, I think it was last week, that Lane's inadvertent omission is being corrected by the website. Lane says Peter Asher told him that he wouldn't even vote for the Moody's unless he was in it. Lane was in it. That was kind of the most rewarding part of the thing, I think. I had friends from the top who pushed for me to get back in. And it wasn't, the members of the group can't lobby on their own. They got to leave it to the people who are doing the voting. Lane is probably known for his, after he left the Moody's, he went to work for Paul and Linda McCartney on Wings. He doesn't anticipate the group getting its own, that is, wings being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It wasn't a band, really. It was McCartney and a backing band. That's the truth of the matter. We weren't a band like the Beatles, the Stones, the Blues, the Moody Blues, so I wouldn't see Wings getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't see that either. But it's good that he's in it, and it's great that the Moody's are in it. So good for them, good for him. This is some of the stuff. They have so many hits you cannot believe if you have been a fan and you've forgotten. Just, album after album and hit after hit. The Moody Blues. Another group that is cut from that same vein. I've never liked them as much, but Led Zeppelin is preparing their 50th anniversary book, an illustrated book. The 50th anniversary coming up, input from the band's three surviving members, John Paul Jones, Robert Plant, and Jimmy Page. The group's official social media accounts announced the project last week, writing the book. They say it's going to be done and out in the next few months, first part of 2018. Page is also honoring the band's half-century mark by releasing previously unheard music from the Led Zeppelin vaults. He said, quote, "There'll be Led Zeppelin product coming out for sure. People have not heard yet because I'm working on that now. Next year will be the 50th year, so there's all manner of surprises coming out." And this year has been one of the reasons that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame took the Moody's as seriously as they did, is because this is their 50th anniversary tour. Been touring all over Europe, excuse me, and America, celebrating their 50th year, 50th anniversary of the first album that came out. So good news for the Moody fans and Led Zeppelin fans, 28 past the hour.
In today's Automotive News, Hyundai get into the youthful CUV market with offering a young, sprightly new millennial transportation vehicle. 60% of all vehicles sold over the next year will be light trucks and SUVs, and Hyundai are right on mark. The Hyundai Kona is expected to have sporty driving characteristics and is built for the urban adventurer. It would not be a Hyundai without leading safety and technology, along with an advanced infotainment system. That system includes an 8-inch infotainment screen, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and the exterior design is called Smart Armor. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Trying again to do some more great radio. Thank you very much. I give myself a round of applause. How do you do? It's Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Everybody else is gone. Jennifer went to the other radio programs she does here in Los Angeles. Victoria is out ill. So we can't even find McFadden anywhere. So, Kara, it's time for you and I to shine as stars. How's that for an opportunity?
We don't need them, right?
Nah, who needs them? Here's a couple of, I want to pay tribute to the great Dick Orkin in a few minutes, but first I want to talk about these four morons, these Ohio teenagers, this week charged with murder. I don't know if you've heard this story or not. It isn't exactly a Christmassy story, but, and I wouldn't normally, I don't like to go down this road. I don't try to pick apart all the negative stuff that's happening. I just ignore that stuff. But in the main, I do. Once in a while, I feel like we have to pick up on something. And this is one of those circumstances where these kids were throwing sandbags off of a highway overpass as part of a prank. They were throwing them at trucks. They were throwing them at cars. A 22-year-old Marquise Byrd of Warren, Michigan, was killed after he was involved in one of the incidents, these teenagers dropping the sandbags from an overpass on I-75 in Toledo. He was riding in the front passenger seat of a car heading south on Interstate 75, The sandbag crashed through the windshield and critically injured him. He died a short time later. And so, appropriately, these youngsters who are between the ages of 13, 14, 15 years old in that area, they were caught. They were seen leaving the area of the overpass. And the police found them, arrested them, and are charging them with murder, which is, as far as I'm concerned, appropriate. They went to juvenile court on felonious assault charges, but the charges were upped to include when the guy died, they were charged with murder. So vandalism, all kinds of other things, according to the police, have been charged with a number of things. They were denied bail, apparently. So what's the appropriate thing for these? They could face life in prison if they were convicted. And I wonder if that's appropriate here. I don't know that it is, and I don't know that it isn't. I'm looking at a picture of this area of Interstate 75 in Toledo. I've got a picture here of the there's a lot of construction being done in this area. The fellow is a complete victim. A 22-year-old guy whose life is in front of him gets killed by these stupid kids and their prank.
That's so the most sad thing to me is this, and this is not the first time this has happened. There was a story a couple months ago where a 35-year-old guy with a young son was killed because someone was throwing like bricks or rocks off of an overpass. And I know there was a woman multiple years ago who is alive, but her face was really, really badly damaged because it came right through the windshield and hit her. And it's just, you know, they're not even thinking about it. It's to them, it's just a funny thing.
Yeah. And I don't have any sympathy for him, actually. I don't.
What makes me feel bad is that they're going to, if they're sentenced to jail, either they're going to spend their whole life there, they're going to spend a really long time there, and they're going to come out, and what are they going to do? I mean, they've been there since they were super young, and I'm sure that they're not going to learn any great lessons in jail, so it's just...
So what do you do with them? What's the punishment? They had to have, at that time, by the time you're a teenager, you know what's right and wrong. You just do. And there's nothing about this. It's not, they all thought it was funny.
I'm sure they had absolutely no intention of killing someone, but it's...
What are their intentions, then? Throwing a sandbag and rocks and stones and stuff off of a bridge onto passing cars and trucks? What do you think is going
to happen? I honestly think people don't think beyond just throw something and think, haha, we're going to... I think they probably just thought they were going to hit a car, you know, same as any other stupid destruction of property, hitting mailboxes or something like that. They probably thought they were just going to hit a car, make some dents, that's it. And then, you know, laugh it off. I don't know why. I'm not the kind of person who ever did anything like that. I was very much a rule follower in middle school and high school. So doing something like that, and first of all, you know, beyond going to jail, even if you cause damage and they find you, my parents would not be okay with that. So it just kind of makes me wonder what the family life is like and all of this other stuff that causes, you know, kids to do stuff like this.
I would have thought the first thing that the parents of these boys would have done would be to call the parents of the kid who died and say how sorry they were. They haven't talked to them at all. No communication whatsoever, which is part of what gives me reason to not have a lot of sympathy for these boys.
Yeah.
I don't.
He wasn't that much older than them.
No, he's 22. They're 13, 14, 15. Is it heartless? Do I sound cruel? I just don't have any sympathy for them. The book, they should throw the book at them and have it be a lesson for others. It's not acceptable.
I just feel bad that the situation exists in the first place. It's something so stupid where they've ruined how many people? 5 people's lives. You know, all of theirs. Some crap's going to happen to all of them because of this stupid prank, and someone's dead because of it. It just shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Nope. All right, let's lighten it up a little bit here. Well, I don't know that this is lightening it up. Although there was a... This will... This conversation will ring a bell with some people and others. Kara has only become familiar with Dick Orkin because of me talking about him on a number of occasions. Somebody that I actually been friends with on Facebook since Facebook started, or I got involved. One of the most creative people in the history of radio. He was the creator of a lot of things that were serious. And then there was that silly thing called Chicken Man. He grew up in radio, listened to a lot of the same programs that I did as a kid. He created and made over 1,500 different radio, he produced different radio shows that have been heard on radio stations all across the country for years and years and years. And I didn't realize that he was born in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where we've been on the air for a long, long time. And he went to work for the radio station that carried this program in Williamsport at the age of 16. And then he worked in a bunch of other radio stations. He went to college at Franklin and Marshall in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, another place where we are. Went to the Yale School of Drama. Returned to Lancaster to become the news director at WLAN there in the late 50s. He worked at KYW in Cleveland, and then WCFL in Chicago, where some great radio personalities were created. And one of them, along with Orkin, was a guy named Jim Runyon. How many people remember? I remember him. He was in Cleveland when I was. There were great, great radio guys in Cleveland. I was going to school at Heidelberg on the old WKYC. And then most of them went to Chicago. Runyon went to Boston, to WHDH, and then he went to WCFL in Chicago, where he met Orkin, and they created, well, Orkin really created Chicken Man. Jim Runyon's voice is the announcer on Chicken Man. And for those of you who have never heard an episode of Chicken Man, here's a treat.
This is Midland City.
That's right.
Sprawling metropolis with canyons of steel and neon tubing, with an 18-lane bowling alley, a nearly completed discotheque, and that's it.
Office of the police commissioner. Oh, yes, Mayor, he's in.
So
just one
moment.
What? No, I don't mind. If you'd prefer that. One moment, Your Majesty. Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
It's the mayor calling.
How you doing, King?
This is Miss Hellfinger, your secretary.
Well, make up your mind.
The King is on the phone. He'd like your report on crime and or evil.
No, tell the King crime is up, evil is down.
Is that possible?
How about crime is down, evil is up?
That's going to be your report? That's how it's going?
Yes, it's going good.
Crime is going good?
Probably going to be one of our best years.
Anything else?
Yes, tell the King that if our present level of sin, debauchery, and gambling continues, we'll have tourists coming out of our ears.
Okay, Commissioner.
Every night will be Saturday night.
Yes, fine. Hello, Mayor. Your Majesty, the commissioner regrets to report that crime has increased substantially and significantly in Midland City. What do you mean this is going to be a swinging town? Aren't you supposed to be against sin, debauchery, and gambling? No, I'm not some kind of a religious fanatic. Yes, Your Majesty, just a moment, I'll ask him. Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
The mayor.
Who?
The King wants to know if you have a suggestion for fighting the increase in crime.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
What we need is a special type of crime fighter.
What type do you have in mind?
Oh, some kind of religious fanatic would probably do it very well.
Well, it certainly appears that Midland City is severely losing the fight against crime and or evil, doesn't it? From whence will help come for this giant metropolis? That's not so big in the first place. It could be such a good fighter anyway, to tell the truth.
Yes, may I help you?
How do you do? I'm looking for a costume.
What did you have in mind?
Something that will strike terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
I see. Well, how about this?
No, I don't think so.
Why not try it on?
Very well.
Here, I'll help you.
Thank you.
There you are. Now, take a look in the mirror.
Not bad. I wonder if you would permit me to conduct a quick experiment outside this store.
Certainly.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Would you take a look at this costume I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Do you feel anything strange? Anything at all?
Yeah.
And what is that?
I'd like to kiss you.
Kiss me?
Yeah.
How do you account for that?
Because you look like an adorable bunny rabbit.
Well, how did it go?
What else do you have?
A teddy bear and a chicken.
A teddy bear?
It'd be cute.
Wrap up the chicken, please.
Well, this is an interesting development, isn't it?
So that was the and that's followed by Chicken Man, he's everywhere. All the voices, except for the lady and Runyon's voice, the announcer, were Orkin's. He played all the parts. Chris is the day, and I know I risk sounding like some old you-know-what, but this was the day, this was around, this stuff was around, a lot of good material like this, 50s, 60s, into the 70s. He also created a radio show called The Tooth Fairy, which was hysterical, too. He just had a fabulous sense of humor and timing. And Chicken Man was, I think there were like a couple of thousand episodes of this that played on radio stations. A lot of the folks who were older listening probably remember Chicken Man on a radio station near you. And then there are people who are younger. You can, all the episodes are available online. You go to, I think it's Chicken Man, as a matter of fact. Go to Orkin's Facebook page and you can find out how to connect to it. But just fabulous radio, really fabulous stuff. And he'll be missed. He was, I think, 84, 85. Very, very creative, wonderful guy. 46 past the hour. I want to make sure everybody knows what's going on with Danica Patrick and her retirement. Or is she? I guess that's the question, Kara. Danica did not think her retirement was going to go as it is. She does not have a full-time ride. She has no sponsors for the NASCAR Cup Series for this year. She announced that she was going to end her racing career in February, but because she has a lot of, I've interviewed her two or three times. I think she's fabulous. She has a clothing line, a wine line. She has a new health and fitness book. The book's called Pretty Intense, as a matter of fact. So she talked about her book and threw out some of the other ideas as far as her racing retirement. What do I do? She said, quote, retirement looks bright. I think many people retire and don't know what they're going to do next and have to figure it all out. But I know what I'm going to do. I don't doubt that retirement will change and shift my life in ways I'd never expect. But this woman, in the racing world, I guess retiring in your 50s, I think she's just barely 50, Kara. I'm not sure exactly. She said, I'd like to do a cooking show. I like to travel, catch a few concerts, see some places in the world. She loves to cook. There are a lot of healthy recipes in her book, and because she often shares her creations with followers, her Instagram account is basically one step away from cooking cooking how-to guide already. So,
yeah, Danica retirement Patrick. From racing must be pretty early because she's only 35. I was surprised.
Is that all she
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I was
okay,
surprised
I
when you said 50s because
40 something.
Yeah, so she's got lots and lots of time that she'll need to fill up. So I think a cooking show or something like that would be great for her.
Yep, it would. All right, so that's the story on Danica Patrick. Story on Doug Steffen continues the DJV show at 11 before the hour.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Is going to take us. By the way, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. Nice to have you back again. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's the most constant part of this program other than me. Yeah, he's been along for the ride longer than anybody else, and that says something. I think you have 27 years maybe into this, maybe even 28 years of the...
I think it's since 1993, actually.
Was it 90? I thought it was earlier than that.
No, it was 93.
88, this program since 88. 93, all right, so that's 24 years. Not
pretty
a bad
good.
One under the circumstances.
Not.
Yeah, very
you've
good.
Been decent. You've been an okay guy.
Well, is one of my favorites. All right, so what are we doing with the Titanic? What's going on? They're not going to redo the Titanic.
There'll be no sequel. Yeah, 20 years ago, December 19th, this movie came out. It made me remember, because I was on the internet the day before yesterday, and I saw the fact that it came out December 19th. I saw this movie, Doug, me and my wife, 7 straight weekends. That's one full day. True story. One full day of my life. And it made me think of how the difference between the way movies play now in 2017 and 20 years ago. This held the top spot, which means it was the number one movie for 15 consecutive weekends, which is incredible. And it played in movie theaters for 10 months. It made almost $700 million in the United States and over $2 billion worldwide. But for a movie to be number one for 15 consecutive weeks is unprecedented. And I predict that will never, ever happen again in our lifetime.
Yeah, I think you may be right about that. Although Star Wars is doing pretty well. What has it taken in? 500, 600 million around the world so far?
Almost $800 million.
$800 million. Okay.
I mean, it's all from The Force Awakens, and people, you know, try to make a big deal out of that, as if that's some sort of big news story. But the bottom line is, The Force Awakens reintroduced the fan base to Star Wars, and it's no surprise that now this is the third Star Wars movie in the last 3 years that it would not be quite as popular at the box office as The Force Awakens, but still, nobody's going to lose sleep at Disney for a movie doing $800 million in 2 weeks.
They're going to do one every year anyway, aren't they supposed to be doing one?
The next one will be Ron Howard's Young Han Solo movie, which comes out, I think, in the summer, and then the following Christmas of 2020 will be the next one. Or
do they bring in this Daisy, I forget her last name,
she'll be back for at least one more.
Yeah, she's the power there. Right. I thought she was the one that sort of inherits all of the, I guess I can say this because Kara's been to see it. I'm trying not to be spoiler, but by this time, most everybody's seen it. She seems to me to be the one that carries the sword, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yes.
So she's a part of it, would seem to be going forward, as Leia and Han Solo and Luke Skywalker were part of it up until now.
You would think so.
Yeah, under the circumstances. All right, I'm going to give you a quick review of some of the movies that I saw, Trucker, in just a moment.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
All right, quickly, I saw the post of the five movies I've seen over the weekend. That was by far the best. Fabulous. Great movie. Opens wide, I think, this weekend or next weekend. But everybody ought to see that movie for lots of different reasons. Tied for four and maybe the next position, All the Money in the World and the story of Winston Churchill that Gary Oldman plays in. What is it? Deadliest Hours?
Darkest Hour.
Yeah. Very, very good movies. Both of them really very good. I saw The Greatest Showman. I thought that was good. Musical from the La La Land folks. And Father Figures, that Owen Wilson is the most annoying SOB. God, what a pain he is.
I actually like him, but that movie made no money at all.
Yeah, well, people are tired of him. I was going to go see Jennifer Garner and him in that movie, The Wonder, and then I thought, I don't want to be exposed to him and his nonsense.
He's good in that one.
Anyway, all right, so those are my movie picks.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.